Hey guys.
Welcome back to another episode of Pew Time with Tony.
And Jackie.
I'm a little rusty. I felt a little off. Guys, we want to apologize. It's been a while. Some stuff hadn't happened with Jackie. So
I'm okay.
She's fine. But just took a lot out of us here. So I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast during SHOT Show Week with our friend Noel.
That was a lot of fun.
Was. And we should be, hopefully, back on the consistent train.
Yep, back to our normal...
Yes.
Our regularly scheduled program.
Right. Except this one's not regularly scheduled. It'll be coming out, like, Friday or something. And then you guys will get another one on Tuesday.
And then Tuesday we'll be back to our regularly scheduled yes. program.
So, we went to SHOT Show. Just barely. Well, Jackie just barely made it.
Yeah.
So... We have a lot of new products to go through. But first, from the last episode, 156, I believe.
Yes.
I made the mistake saying that Cabot was not optic ready. Their new double stack.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
That it is.
So, apologies.
So... The gun news you're going to be hearing will be basically the week prior to Christmas, all the way through now.
Not all of that. It's just going to be mostly all the new stuff at SHOT Show, which was also the stuff released just before SHOT Show.
Yeah, which
so
Christmas-ish. Or, yeah, Christmas-ish. Which is about when my back went out. So, first up, we have Springfield has announced they will have a 15-round version of their Echelon. Finally, also, please note, Springfield is located in our great state of Illinois, where we have a 15-round limit. So why it took them this long to actually come out with a compliant version of their gun for the state that they're in? I don't know what took them so long, but it's here. They have a 15-round version of it now.
Kel-Tec has released their Sub-2000 Gen 3, and it's pretty dope. It still folds like a Kel-Tec, except, it's like, I don't know, maybe they hired someone from that game. Who makes that Bop It game?
Oh, the Bop It, Twist It.
Pull It, yeah. But now it's just like, fold it, twist it, and we're just, pull the trigger. Yeah. Like, so
you
now...
You still push the trigger guard down to release the lockup.
Yes.
And then as you're folding it back up over itself, you rotate it 90 degrees and then it locks in place.
Yeah, the barrel and forend rotate. So you can now mount an optic and keep it mounted. So that is very good.
Yes. Smith & Wesson has released a new version of their SD, or SD9VE. They're calling it the SD 2.0.
It's called the SD9.
SD9 2.0.
Yeah.
But they don't put the VE in this particular model, like they have in past.
Because this is no longer a value edition. Although it's still a value edition because it's the same thing.
Right. So they put front serrations on it, and they did something different with the trigger. They took the upper, lower dingus out and put the inner, outer dingus in it.
Yeah, it's no longer like a hinged 1.0 M&P. Now it's got a safety, center safety part on the trigger, like most striker guns now. I'm a little confused, because I actually finally got to hold one of these. The old one had better front serrations. And this is more rounded. I'm so confused at why this got a 2.0.
Yeah.
And why this 2.0 is not optic ready.
Correct. Nobody knows.
I really don't.
Well, there's exciting things and there's lackluster things, and that's just a lackluster thing. So
Taurus came out with their hammer-fired gun, or a new caliber of their hammer-fired gun, the TH-10. So now you can get a Taurus in 10mm.
I don't know how much I trust that.
So, yeah. I'm waiting for reviews to come out because I don't want to review it.
No.
Not the 10.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Although the G3 was very good. I don't know how I feel about the 10.
Yeah, it's like 90% less of a bullet.
Yeah. Oh, back to Springfield real quick. They announced 6 new TRP 1911s.
And we don't need to go over them all. They look exactly like the old ones.
Yep.
There's an FDE one that's like 1100, I think.
So, I do have a question for Springfield. You guys have always touted that the TRP is your top of the line, which it is. It's a very nice 1911. How come we don't have a TRP Prodigy yet?
Ooh.
It's got to be coming, right?
Probably not.
Really?
I don't see them doing anything like that for a while. Look at how long it takes them to get anything done. And their big announcement this year is that they reintroduced 1911 variants. That's their big news.
Probably one of the most talked about guns that came out at SHOT was the Daniel Defense H9.
Which, if H9 sounds familiar to you, it should, because Hudson used to make the H9.
And we covered that a while ago in the podcast about Daniel buying the IPs and stuff for it.
Well, it's finally been announced. They announced it the very first day of SHOT Show, so Monday before last.
Not just announced, you got to give them props. By the time we landed in SHOT Show, we'd already had friends back home that shot the gun.
Mm-hmm.
So they were at least getting them out to the public right away.
Which is very rare for especially a SHOT Show release. Very rare.
Right. The gun shot amazing.
It did. Even in the rain.
It was so cold
and wet outside and raining. It was awful. But the gun performed really well. 15 round capacity. It is optic ready, where the original Hudson was not. And MSRP is at $1,299.
Which is actually pretty damn good. I think it parks itself right in the competition with Shadow 2 Compact, DWX Compact, Staccato CS, or their new C, which we'll get to in just a second.
And the Kimber, KDS9C. That's a mouthful. I can never, ever say that model right.
Well, go ahead and keep adding numbers and letters, guys, instead of just names.
Right.
Beretta. So Beretta has released quite a few guns this year. They have released the APX A1 Compact Tactical. I guess if we don't have a lot of letters and numbers, we get a lot of words strung together. So for a tiny gun, big name. And all it is their APX compact threaded barrel with like an extended mag.
Mm-hmm.
They have also released, as we talked about a few episodes ago, they started getting rid of their Cat series guns, the little pocket guns.
Yeah, Tomcat and the Bobcat.
Just to release them again.
Right.
But they have been revised. Now we have the Beretta Tomcat 30X.
Which I imagine has similar features to, like, the ADX Cheetah.
Kinda.
Finishes, upgrades, tactical.
Yeah, maybe.
Miniature version, of course.
Yeah. So, this one's still a 32 ACP. They've upped the mag capacity now. Now standard is 8 rounds instead of, I believe it was 6. Was the old one.
Mm-hmm.
The little pocket gun is red dot ready for a little RMSC footprint.
I was just going to say, can you imagine even the smallest RMSC red dot on that gun?
Like awesome.
The Romeo Zero is probably like the smallest profile one.
You have no idea how bad I want one of these guns. it's about $600. They got their new Trident trigger system in it, which has a new trigger and hammer. It's supposed to be 35% less trigger pull.
Which is fantastic, because those things weren't known for having nice triggers at all.
Yeah, they were pretty bad. It actually has co-witness sights from the factory.
Oh my gosh.
And some new fancy grips they have going on with them.
They have, what, 3 Helic finishes?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different finishes.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of did the same treatment to the Tomcat.
Mm-hmm.
Except the Tomcat, I don't think, is optic ready yet.
The Bobcat, you mean?
No, the Tomcat now, the 22. So they released them both in tandem. They've released the Tomcat, but that one seems to be just in different finishes and a threaded barrel. So I'm not sure what's going on with that one. But the star of the show for the Little Guns was the new 30X. Beretta also released some new 92 models. The 92XI Squalo. Which, Squalo in Italian means shark. I don't know what prevalence
trivia for the day
that has to Beretta. But... for $1,300, you essentially get a Beretta 92XI single-action-only limited optics gun. It's got some speed parts on it from Tony Systems, Magwell, extended mag release.
Opticut.
Yeah, it's an RDO gun. They have their fancy Beretta flat-face trigger on it, frame-mounted safety, and some G10-style grips. So, all in all,
not bad. Should have put Tony Systems grips on there.
Yeah. The Magwell's also smaller. I would have thought they would have put a larger...
Something a little bigger and open-mouthed.
And Tony Systems makes it. Right. I know for a fact they do.
Right.
And the last 92 model is the new 92 GTS.
Sounds like a car.
Almost. 911 GTS is a thing. So, 92X style gun, frame safety. The TS stands for twin sear. So, the big thing about the GTS is it is a decocker model with a frame-mounted safety. So, you click up to the first notch is safe, so you can have it in single action if you want. And if you click up, 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 it'll decock the gun.
I'm feeling like I'm getting deja vu.
If you're talking deja vu from like 4 decades ago, it's because Beretta's had, or Taurus has had, their 92 models with a frame-mounted safety and decocker since like the 90s.
Yes. That's probably why I'm getting deja vu.
Yeah. MSRP on the GTS is around 900.
So, being a Italian fanboy as you are, is that something that you would ever want in your collection, like a must-have type thing? Not a, if I get it, I get it, kind of, but do you, is that something you want
the GTS? In your collection?
Yeah.
So I didn't get my hands on the GTS. If the safeties are a little smaller, I could see it being pretty beneficial. So my biggest problem with Berettas, with their normal slide-mounted safeties, how I have my thumbs, I can never have them there. But the 92X Performance, those safeties are far too big to, like, daily carry.
Mm-hmm.
So if it has smaller safeties, I could see it being a pretty cool gun.
Cool. I believe that is finally it for Beretta. Beretta.
Yep.
Smith & Wesson.
Oh, yeah. We should have thrown this with the SD9.
We should have.
There was a lot of stuff that was released. Sorry, guys.
The SD9 came out way prior to show is when they announced it. So, announcement for SHOT Show. I think they announced it a day or two before the show started is their model 1854, which is a 44 Magnum lever action, stainless controls, stainless barrel, synthetic stock with M-lock slots at the front, a pick rail on the top, a side loading gate, and tube fed. So just how like the new Henrys have side loading gate or tube fed.
Well, tube, removable tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Removable tubes, but you can also load in the side gate. MSRP on those is $1,279. Now, that puts it right about average for the lever action market. Henrys are all going to be in that same area. Marlins are going to be a little bit more, but that's because Marlins only released their big bore stuff, reintroduced by Ruger. So, not bad.
Unless
you want their limited run blued finish with a wood stock.
Beautiful wood stock.
Gorgeous. Like, almost afraid to touch it on the display rack. Gorgeous.
Not me. I finger bang the shit out of it.
The MSRP on that limited run is $34.99.
Yeah. And they don't tell you how many they're making.
Yeah.
At least I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see any kind of notification or, like, you know, only making, you know, 500 or 1,000 or whatever it may be. No idea how many they're going to make. So my guess is that they're going to be made to order because they don't know how many they're actually going to sell.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, it looked pretty, but there's no way it's worth that much.
No, not at all.
Mossberg has released two new variations of their flagship shotguns. They're 590. I can't remember the name on these. Because they're not on the website yet, but I think it's the 590 Pro Duty. So they've modernized the 590. So it still has ghost ring sights, but they're set much lower. The rear is mounted to a removable plate that gives, if you take that plate off, you get a red dot where you can mount RMSC. It has QD mounts front and rear. The loading chamber, or the ejection port has been chamfered, as well as the loading port has been opened up quite a bit.
So they redesigned the safety as well.
Yeah, it's got a new kind of extended style safety still mounted on the tang. And all of the guns are going to be like a real dark gray Cerakote.
That sounds hot.
Yeah, it looks great.
You want that, right?
Yeah, I'd be down for that one.
Yeah.
They also released kind of the same thing in the 940 Pro Duty, I think is what they're calling it. Oh, and it comes with a barrel clamp system that has M-Lock on it.
Which is big, because that's like the first thing people look at when they're buying a shotgun. They're like, what can I put on it, and where can I put it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're really using a shotgun for, you know, defense, you want to be able to put a light on it.
Right.
And usually an optic of some sort, or a sling.
Mm-hmm. Walther has their PDP compact steel, which I liked a lot.
Yeah, it shot really good.
Yeah. So their midsize would be like that 4.5, and then they had the 4, which is the compact. So I shot all 3 sizes, I believe. I shot all 3. I do like the 4.5. I thought I would like the 5 better, but I like the 4.5. The 4 is not bad, though.
I like the... So, I had the pleasure of shooting with our buddy Jay at the booth, and I talked to him. He currently uses the 5-inch gun. I was like, I really kind of like how the 4.5 returns a little better. And he even said that's probably because the 5-inch is still, from the factory, they're going to be oversprung. Mm. So, if you played with the springs a little bit, like what Jay has in his competition guns.
Then we may like the 5 better.
Right.
That makes sense.
But that compact, that thing was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It shot really well. Had a good feel to it.
Yeah, I think I shot best with the 4.5.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what it was about the 5. Like, I assumed the 5 was just going to be the nicest shooting one. When I shot the 5, it almost felt a little, I don't want to say not snappy, like I felt the recoil, but like it took longer for the nose to get back down.
I was also forced to shoot the PD380.
you were coerced?
Yeah.
Because someone may have known all the shit you talked and wanted to see you shoot that gun.
So as much shit as I talked about the PD380, the Please Don't 380, the changes were welcomed because the gun actually fit in my hand quite nice and it shot very nice.
And I got to shoot, I was going to say the PMR. Ha ha ha! Wrong brand, the WMR 22 Magnum. That was fun. What a fireball. It's not often you can actually see the fireball in the gun while you're shooting it, as opposed to like watching somebody shoot and you're like, oh, that fireball. Like, seeing the fireball while you're shooting was insane.
Yeah.
That's some spicy shit.
we mentioned Staccato earlier. Staccato has released a new pistol called the C. And if you're a Staccato person, you're probably going, but guys, they already had a C. You'd be correct.
Right.
They did. And that was their single stack option. This is not.
It's reincarnated on steroids, I suppose.
So I wonder if they really just took the old C and put the CS grip on it.
That could have happened. So, that would make sense.
Or at least had the tooling to make minor changes to make it work.
All right.
Basically, the C is a 4-inch CS. Mm-hmm. But they're also having new mags available for it, I believe.
So when you order the C, you can get one of two different frames. You can get either the...
Well, not yet, because it's not even on the website. This is just coming from Michelle.
Yeah.
And it was a 16 and a...
A 16 or an 18.
Okay. I think the gun's going to be around $2,500, just like the CS. It felt nice. I mean, it felt good in the hand. Mm-hmm. We didn't get a chance to shoot this one, but the CS shoots just fine.
Yeah, I love shooting the CS. I don't imagine I would not like this one. What else do we have? I think we only have one more to cover. I'm sure there's many more.
We got a few more. We'll probably leak them out or just trickle them out in the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. Not to bore you guys with a show straight of just SHOT Show stuff. Last few things. Kanik. So back on episode 156, I made a prediction that there would be a Kanik and TTI collaboration. I've known nothing of this, but lo and behold, there is a Kanik TTI combat.
Which is, I don't know if we have the MSRP.
Yeah, on it's this. Under 1,000. It's like 9 something.
Yeah.
And it's basically their 4-inch gun with a proper compensator on it, Magwell, extensions, red dot ready, cool Sand Viper-esque burnt bronze look to it.
Yeah, I got the same feels when I was looking at the finish. Yeah. It looks cool. I didn't actually get a chance to handle it.
The Sand Viper we have at home? So, called that one. And last bit of news was Stealth Arms has released updates to the Platypus, which would include a bull barrel option and a new aggressive, very aggressive grip texture.
So aggressive.
And they will also shortly after be releasing a toned down version of the super aggressive to kind of have an in between.
Yes.
What?
You said toned, and I pointed at you because your tone.
So the bull barrel's an extra $50. The grip texture, which looks amazing, is an extra $100. And the bull barrel's fantastic. It is a supported reverse plug. The texture looks beautiful with the border.
The border is like the showstopper.
Yeah, it makes it look like a very more expensive gun. Out of the new features,
like, just looks so good.
Oh, and they had a giant life-size platypus there.
It was absolutely fantastic. And he loves hugs.
Yes.
I think we ended up walking past or stopping like several times. Just like, it's right at the bottom of the escalator.
Yeah.
So like, we've seen the booth now 7-8 times throughout the show.
Yep.
Packed. Every time we passed, packed. And it wasn't because they had little M&Ms with the Stealth Arms logo on them. Or because of the giant platypus. They are hot this year.
Yeah.
Hot.
A couple other ones. Let's see. Lago released their limited optics version of the Alien Creator. So the new grip, the new frame, like a 2011 style grip angle. With a, it almost looks like a riser, a rib riser on a shotgun. But that's so that it can mount a thumb rest, a massive magwell. And now they are producing factory mag extensions to take it up to 22. And if you use a follower from, say, Cortec, it should get you 23.
Very exciting.
Yeah, this is, I like a lot. What else? Oh, Shadow Systems.
Yes. So there was it the MR920P and the XR920P.
Well, the MR has been out a while. We just shot it back to back to see the difference between their old full-size comp and the new XR.
Oh. Well, it was new to me. I was very excited. I'm even
Oh,
more
wait, no, I'm
excited.
sorry. You're right.
I thought they were both new.
The MR is new. I'm thinking of the DR. The full size has been out. The MR is the 19 size, right?
The MR is the mid-size, yes.
Yeah,
M for
okay.
mid. X for extra big. I suppose.
No.
If that's it. M and X are.
No, the X is because this, the X is the 19X sized full size grip.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So,
Yay!
talk about them.
So, it has, first of all, aesthetically, beautiful gun. They have like this like copper colored barrel. They have the other one's got a black barrel, but it's got like this like spiral cutter on the outside. That's not the coolest thing about the barrel. The barrel has a pin system that,
It's like a cam lock.
yeah, that locks the steel comp to it. And what do they call it? Like a rivet pin, a cone pin,
Yeah.
some sort of attachment method that's not a threaded barrel. So, for us in Illinois and all of you other really shitty states like us that can't have threaded barrels, this is a fantastic option.
I agree. So I've shot the DR920P, the full size one before, and it shot amazing. It also handles 9mm, coincidentally, on accident.
An accident, I'm sure.
But the XR920, this really, like, this is a gun I would buy. So picture you get a 19X style gun, so a 19 length upper, so 4 inch, full length grip, but they have cut down the slide and made a new compensator for this gun that's flush at the end.
Yeah.
This gun looks so good.
it looks really
And
good.
it shot amazing.
And what's really nice about those for you is they're not a Glock-shaped grip and beaver tail. You can actually shoot these guns.
Yeah, so they have an extended beaver tail on them, and their grip texture honestly is better than a factory Glock.
Oh yeah.
It and their factory trigger is actually quite good.
Really nice.
Is it the best? No, because it's still like a duty style gun, but it's better than the Glock.
Right. There's a lot of things better than the Glock. The SD9, not really, but everything else, yes.
FN has come out with
I'm
their
so glad
own.
you brought that up because that was where I was going to use that segue to jump in.
Oh,
Go do it.
go ahead.
No.
You were super excited
The
about this.
509 comp, they only currently have it in FDE, but they have the mid-size or the it'd be the compact size, so they have the 12 round flush or the 15 round with the extension. You get one of each with it, but it has that, I can't say same because I'm sure they're
Same, same.
similar, the same but different style comp attached to their barrel. So another option for a non-threaded barrel from FN, their 509 compact comped.
So, is it available for
The barrel and comp set together should be available for purchase at an estimated MSRP of $299, but I cannot find it at any distributor site or on FN's website. Oh, I've been proven wrong.
MSRP is 349. I think they said street pipe. Yeah, I can't talk
Street
tonight.
price would be about $299,
299.
right?
They are offering it for any of the 509 compacts and 509 mids.
Oh, that's exciting. See, I wasn't aware that they were available for the mids. I knew the compacts definitely. Well, that's very exciting.
And
We
it's
actually got to
essentially,
mess around with it a little bit.
yeah, it's essentially the same comp setup that's on the 509cc Edge.
Yeah, LS, the LS Edge and the LSCC Edge, like
Well,
those.
the regular big Edge doesn't have that.
Oh yeah, just the CC. But it
But
is of the Edge family.
they did come out with a new LS Edge. I don't know what they call it, but we saw it. It was an LS Edge with like that compensator on it.
See, I don't think I think I was like too distracted by the compact when we were over there.
Yeah, you were very impressed by it.
Yeah. I like live behind the camera for like 5 minutes, just like filming and scoping out.
Yeah, there was. Oh, let's not forget, HoloSun decided to release 10 new products.
Right. Some flashlights, some night vision.
So, the night vision and thermal rifle optics they released last year are going to be available quarter two this year. At least the night vision one. Prototyping and in development still. But it is a pistol-mounted light illuminator thermal optic. Which is insane. And then they released a rifle-mounted light.
Does anybody else make one for a pistol?
No, it's unheard of.
That's what I thought.
A couple other red dots. Some new ones to their SCS line. Which would be like the P10, the direct mount.
Mm-hmm.
The P10 and the...
Well, that was the one you were most excited for the direct mount ones.
Yeah. Because I have a P10 slide here with no optic on it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Glock released new guns. Kinda.
They now have fifth generation versions of the 10mm Glock 29 and the 45 ACP Model 30.
Yes. That's correct.
30. Okay. Their third one that they released this year is the Model 49. So we're almost at 50. And if they don't release a 50 for number 50, let me tell you, I'm not talking about like the 45 with the GI conversion, the 50 GI conversion. I'm talking about like an actual 50. Like, it's got to happen. Or just reintroduce the 50 GI. But actually a GI. Like, that's how it comes from the factory, not an upgrade conversion kit. So the third one that they came out with is the Model 49, and that is the opposite of the Model 45. So Model 45 is a full-size grip with a 19 top. This is the opposite. So this is a full-size top, 17 length, with a 19 size grip. Did you shoot that one?
I did.
And?
Shot pretty good.
Yeah. That is the one I didn't shoot. I really wanted to shoot the... Oh, no, I did shoot that one. Didn't I? Yes, I shot the 29. That was the first one I requested because I really wanted to shoot the 29. So I shot the 29 and the 49. The Gen 5 Model 30 and 45 is the one I did not shoot of those. But you did.
Yes.
What did you think?
No, it was good. I shot like a 30. last two things for this episode. Flux has released... I don't want to say they released. Almost released. They showed it there. I'm sorry. Flux is not the name of the company. It's Flux Defense, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Flux Raider for the P365. This thing is so tiny, the guy showed us he could carry it folded appendix.
Very cool.
Yeah. That's insane. This was the year of lever actions. Arrow Precision came out with a prototype of their lever action rifle.
And PSA has one as well, I think.
Yeah, they
or were they talking... have a their prototype,
correct?
Right, because they announced like a bunch of new things, but they're not in production. They're prototypes waiting to get... Same thing as like the PSA 5.7 or correct. X5.7. Everybody's losing their minds over the X5.7. That thing looks cool.
Yeah. The HK MP7 we have at home. If it came in any other caliber, I'd be jonesing for it. I just don't want a 5.7.
I know. Kimber has their KDS-9C that had just came out with upgrades to the original. So not really a new gun, just new features on optional, you know, a change on the current model. And with that new one, you're going to get a rail, which should have been on the first one. You're going to get an ambi safety, which also should have been on the first one. And you get a +3 extension for 18 rounders. You get two of those 18 round mags. So those are the three upgrades. So basically two things it should have had and base pad extensions on your mags. So nothing super exciting unless you're left-handed and like flashlights. let's see. I think
that's it for this one.
That is it for this one.
So, oh yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One more thing.
It's not really a gun, though.
It's so. Not a gun, but it is SHOT Show related. Ace XR. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it. I will tell you, it is a ton of fun. Ace XR is a virtual reality app within the Meta game. So the Meta headset and controller.
Quest 2 and 3.
Yes, thank you. The Quest 2 and 3. You get the Meta games, and the one that we got a chance to try out, and somebody has been mildly obsessed with.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is the Ace XR. The experience inside, like, I've not messed around too much with VR, but I didn't realize how insanely realistic and intuitive it is. You're on a range. Like, Terran Tactical's range is one of them.
Yeah.
You could be in a field with a bunch of steel plates. You could be just all over. You know, you're in all different places. You can choose where to be. And you look down at your waist, and you see your shot timer on your belt. You point your little gun controller at your shot timer, and it comes up to your vision, and you can cycle through and see your splits and your times. I still haven't figured out how to holster it yet. I think you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, you know, easy or...
Yeah, you just press B.
Oh. Oh, that's... Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like, I'm way behind. I have some catching up to do. You've had some time behind it, and I'm going to be putting in my time this weekend.
So, we actually got a system at home right after we got home from SHOT.
Yeah.
And within the first... I don't know. I don't remember what the total hours of gameplay was, but it wasn't a lot.
Yeah, it was less than 2 hours.
No, I'm talking off the second day.
Before I got home.
Off the second day. So by the end of this, I think it was by the end of the second day. So if it, call it 4 or 5 hours, you had shot 500 rounds on it in one go.
Yeah.
And I think I'm a little over 5,000 now.
I am so thankful that we have this system. Because it also calculates how much you've saved in ammunition by training with VR. And we would have had to sell my car for that amount of ammo.
It is quite fun.
Yeah. And as far as, like, transitions go, I know, like, my grip could be better, but I've been working on it. I can tell when I have a shitty grip, like, you can see the nose bounce around, and you're like, you think you're on the steel, right? And then you're jerking the triggers. You're like, oh, I need to get my grip better. I need to do this better. I need to do that better. It is helpful. Like, yeah. Really helpful in training.
Well, the cool thing about it is if, because there's no recoil, if you don't get to alpha, you know it's because you fucked up.
Right.
Did you move the gun? Were you moving too early? Were you not gripping hard enough and you pressing the trigger disrupted, you know, the sight alignment. Yeah, it's very fun. They have USPSA style classifiers, regular drills like Blake drills, Bill drills. It's very fun, and they're constantly adding more stuff. So we'll definitely be diving more into this in the very near future.
Yeah. Oh, another really cool thing that I found out, and this is exciting for me because I work behind a gun counter. To see, like, a bunch of different products. Not every product that everyone's using on the range and likes and swears by is available for gun shops to order. Because they're not available through a distributor system. So, gun butter will now be available at nearly every gun shop you go to. If you ask for it, they can probably order it for you. Because they're now working with a distributor system.
Yep.
That is very exciting.
We love gun butter here.
We do love gun butter. So, also not gun news, but it's important.
Yes.
I think this time for real, that's all we got for gun news.
I think you're right. We did get a question in that said, what are your for sure matches for 24? Honestly, the only for sure match that we have coming up is the WIT, which is the Winter IPSC Indoor Tournament, which is a newer, not a newer, which is our kind of like kickoff match for the year.
It's indoor. It's...
That's in the name.
I... Oh. Well, I'm going to assume that not everybody listens to every word you say, and I'm just letting them know...
That's impossible.
Again. That it's indoor. It is the first weekend in March every year. It's in Rockford. I think there are still slots open, so if you're a local and you're looking for a good time, first week of March, I think they have Saturday dates and Sunday dates available. They have two different time slots, early a.m. and later a.m. I think the second string starts at 11. First string starts at like 7 or 8. You shoot four, you take a 15-minute break, and you shoot the other four after they've been reset. So... lots of fun. It's always a good time every year. They always have, like, themed matches. So they have, like, props, and the stages have, like, different names to go along with whatever the theme is. So I'm very excited for this year's match. Very excited.
Yes.
And it's a month and 2 days away. I can't contain my happiness.
I think the only other major that is most likely a for sure is Michigan.
Yes.
The Michigan sectional.
That was a good one last year. Like, really good. It's at a different range this year, though. Yeah,
it's more in the boonies.
Yeah, so that's...
I've been to the range.
Okay.
That's the range that Manny and I went and practiced at.
How do you like the setup compared to the Brooklyn Sportsman's Club?
So, some of the bays will be a little farther away, but then some of them will be back-to-back, kind of like Brooklyn.
Okay.
So, a little mix.
Yeah. Brooklyn reminded me of a little miniature world.
No, Universal.
Universal Park. Universal Park. Universal Studios. It is in Florida. Universal Shooting. Help me. I'm Academy. Struggling. Thank you. Good Lord. The struggle busing over here. On the
struggle bus go around and
he's just sitting there eating his popcorn, like, look at this, look at here.
Somebody come look at this.
So, I'm excited to shoot Michigan, and I'm excited to shoot the WIT. I don't know what else I want to shoot this year. Like, I don't have anything on my list that's like, oh yeah, I can't wait for that. I think for me, it's mostly going to be locals. Outside of those two. And, I mean, hell, if we get the itch, we get the itch. We'll go.
Yeah, I have a lot of training. I'm training people a lot this year. I have a lot more classes scheduled, which is awesome. I thoroughly enjoy it, but it changes how often I can shoot matches.
Right.
So, we do have some fun events planned that we're going to. We'll definitely be at Gun Con again.
Yes. Trigger Con's looking like it as well.
Yes. Maybe the first part of the NRA show?
Potentially. ARM4. Potentially as well.
Yes. I think that's it.
Yeah. So we have pretty packed schedules without... too many majors. Just, yeah. Last year we shot a lot of majors. The year before we didn't. Then the year before that we did. So it's kind of like an on-off thing. Like, we either do, like, a shit ton of majors, or we kind of, like, reel it back and do other things in our summertime. I would not be opposed to taking a warm weather vacation when our season's over to actually shoot a match in a nice weathered state. That would be nice. Yeah. I do believe that was the only question that had came in regarding our upcoming intentions for the season and what matches we are going to be shooting. Also, I'm not sure if you guys know. Obviously, we went to SHOT Show. We drove to SHOT Show. I say we because I drove the rental for a total of 5 minutes. I moved one car from one parking lot to the other. And the second one, I went and grabbed pizza from Pizza Hut down the street from our hotel in Albuquerque. outside of that, I didn't do any driving. I did a lot of sleeping. Tony did a lot of driving.
I did.
Yeah.
It was fun.
But you were always supplied with snacks, with beverage.
True.
And true. Entertainment. I was entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, who else can be singing a country song and in the middle of it just completely pass out and fall asleep?
Yeah, it was quite the experience. Matter of fact, I might have some pictures to share.
Oh, no. Entertaining.
Yes. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. Again, we apologize for the lack of us, but I had to get wifey better. She's better.
Yes.
So,
things can
resume to be normal. Hope to see you guys on the range, and you'll get our normal post on Monday asking for questions for next week's podcast on Tuesday. I got nothing else for you guys. Sorry, this was all a gear new guns episode, but it's the episode after shot. What'd you expect?
Yep.
So, all right, you know how to reach us at Laugh and Load on all the social medias, pewtimepodcast@gmail.com, and
we're out.
We're out. See you next week.